The NBA All-Star Game comes to Indianapolis soon. There are a series of arts and cultural events planned for visitors and residents. One of those is the return of the Through Two Eyes Cultural Tour with a nod to basketball. WFYI's Aubriana Heron spoke with Indianapolis native Samson Levingston about his walk and talk tours for All-Star Weekend.
Why did you start doing these tours around Indianapolis?
I felt like it was very important for us in Indianapolis to understand, like, who we are as a city, and not just for us to have this internal understanding, but also when people come and visit, we can tell them about ourselves, tell them about our city, tell them who we are, and what roles we played to contributing to the history that's happened all across the world.
And so what are some of the places and topics you plan on covering during the walk and talk on All-Star Weekend?
But yeah, so All-Star Weekend, I'm always, and if you've been on one of my tours, you know there's a heightened focus on Black history and African-American contributions and significance, not only in Indianapolis, but worldwide. But I want to really talk about why Indianapolis is the perfect place to host the NBA All-Star Game. So we'll look at the transformation of our downtown and what a cool tool we'll have at Circle Center Mall to kind of frame how downtown Indianapolis has changed and evolved. You can do that with just the mall. So we'll be using that area. We'll be using Washington Street. And then as the city activates with the basketball art and the basketball storytelling and displays, we'll incorporate that to everything that we're doing.
What are some of the differences people can expect during this walk and talk compared to, like, Butter?
Okay, sweet. So it'll be a little bit longer than the Butter walks. Those are quick. It's hot. We're moving. And a little bit shorter than, like, a traditional one-hour walk and talk. But I think what they can expect is a true blend of arts, sports, and history, you know, and I'm going to use the city as my canvas to do that. Just as the NBA is going to use Indianapolis as their canvas to host the All-Star Game, I'm going to use the city as my canvas to host the walk and talks. And so I'm going to try to showcase us as a city as best as I can. But also I want to create a sense of pride for us here in Indianapolis that we're excited about why we're hosting this All-Star Game. I'm just really excited for people to like, feel this energy. I was just walking the route today. Like, I came from a route walk. So I think it's ready to go.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is. The information keeps going. History happens every single day. History's happening right now. And so I'll never run out of stuff to talk about or do. And so even if you don't catch a walk and talk in January, best believe there's going to be walk and talks in February, March, April. It keeps going because this history is too important to ignore. And it happens so fast. And there's so much to learn from it, that it's too important to not address it. And so, yeah, you can go on a walk and talk anytime you want to.
Even in the cold.
Even in the cold, but that's why we'll heat back up. I like to say it's like a baseball season. But, you know, once it starts to get warm, they start going out there, they start throwing, they start warming up, and I'm kind of that way with the walk and talks, where it's like, as we start to thaw out, you'll see me out there more and more, but don't think I haven't been practicing or rolling or going throughout the winter as well.
Why is it important to highlight local history?
I think it's most important to highlight local history because we often hear about history on this global scale. It doesn't feel like you can be a history maker or you can be someone who contributes to history. But when you hear about local history, you realize how the people in your neighborhood, the people in your family have contributed to making history. And so you take pride in the people who are from the areas you are, and you realize that you have the potential to create an impact that lasts for decades and decades.
And what do you hope people take away after the All-Star Walk and Talk?
I hope they take away that Indianapolis is a city that's trying, you know, to want to host these events. You've got to believe in yourself as a city to want your city to be on the world stage, essentially. It's the NBA All-Star Game. A lot of people, they don't want that. A lot of individuals don't want that. A lot of organizations don't want all eyes on them. That's the last thing they want. But in Indianapolis, we're saying, look at us. See us. See what we have and see who we are. And so I want people to take away who we are, what we have, and know that they can bring what they have and they value to Indianapolis, and they can take what we have and we value back to their city. And let's go play some ball, baby. Like, let's go. I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too. Thank you so much, Samson.
Thank you. I appreciate you.